Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm really excited because I have a chance tonight to speak with the CEO and president of Hennepin Theater Trust. And some news came out this week, and I want to hear from him what this all means. His name is Mark Nuhrenhausen, and it is always my pleasure, sir, to have you on. He's joining us on CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline with details on their shifting schedule. Before we get started, what is the noise in the back?
You know, I don't know. I don't hear it.
Oh, you don't hear it. It sounds like trash cans falling or something. It's so bizarre. But anyway, it stopped for now. So thank you so much for joining us, President Mark Nuhrenhausen. How are you?
Well, great. It's always great talking with you. I always appreciate the opportunity to have a chat with you on a Sunday night. So thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. How is your family weathering this COVID storm?
Family's doing just great. We're all hanging in there and hoping for the best along with everyone else.
How would you compare this virus to some of the other difficult times that we've encountered throughout this country in the last 25 to 30 years? You know, like 9/11 or SARS. How would you compare this pandemic?
Well,
when it comes
this is
to the, when
really
it comes to
unprecedented.
The arts
I don't, you know, right. I've talked to my colleagues, and none of us have ever experienced anything like this. I've talked to my colleagues in Canada when SARS hit, but certainly it wasn't on this scale. 9/11 was certainly momentous, but I think the fact that this has had a nationwide impact and the uncertainty, it really is unprecedented for all of us.
It is unprecedented, yet, you know, there are people in different states that would say, oh, I can compare it. You know, I was there when it was Katrina or that sort of thing. And so as we sit and we watch this all happen and we realize that, like Hennepin Theater Trust, your Broadway series has had to make some big changes, even cancellations. We'd love an update because I know we've been hearing about Broadway and the challenges on Broadway in New York. But what about for you at Hennepin Theater Trust?
Well, you know, we certainly have had challenges with Broadway, and we're not alone. It's the entire theater community here. I mean, we know that what makes us a great region is how people value the arts, and whether it's theater or music or anything, all the arts groups have suffered, and Broadway is no different. We've seen shows change. Now, the good thing is that most of the shows that we've had to change are simply postponing. People do have an eye to the future. They are optimistic. And so while we have had to postpone shows, certainly to meet with the governor's orders and CDC guidelines, we are optimistic and we are looking to the future. And so just last week, we sent out announcements to all our subscribers, letting them know about the changes in the number of shows that we're scheduled to be here this fall. And I have to tell you, the response of everyone's been great. They're very understanding. They're appreciative of the information. And I think a lot of the calls that we got were probably similar to those that 10,000 Things, the Guthrie Children's Theater, all of them have received too, where people are very understanding and appreciative of all that we're doing to keep them informed.
Yeah, and we want to let people know, if you want to know of any cancellations or reschedulings, all you have to do is go to HennepinTheaterTrust.org and get all the information. Now, we have to
mention that for all the latest information, because, you know, the interesting thing is, although we're no longer able to present Broadway, the great thing about Hennepin Theater Trust is we still are able to Be present in the community and be present in our mission, because the great thing for us is that, as everyone knows, we're more than Broadway. We're public art, we're education programs, and we're continuing to work with students across the state doing video master classes, employing local artists still, local theater people for those classes. Working with Clear Channel, we've put together a series of digital art programs that are displayed on billboards around the area, and we've hired more than 30 artists from around the state to be part of that. So we are disappointed that Broadway is dark for now, but we're certainly trying to keep the lights on the rest of our mission.
You know, you have Theater Row under your arm. And as you watch that and how it's going with all the theaters that you represent, which I believe are 8 or 9. Do I have that wrong?
Well, we've got, within Hennepin Theater Trust, we ourselves own and operate 4 performance spaces. And then within the theater district, we also have the Cole Center for Dance, the Illusion Theater, Brave New Workshop. So, there's almost a dozen stages. And then, of course, right next door to us is First Avenue. So, within that district, there's almost a dozen stages, hotels, restaurants. So it's a big entertainment center for the community.
Is it the job of Hennepin Theater Trust to make sure that they remain viable?
In a lot of ways it is. We certainly see a responsibility for more than our theaters. We see a responsibility for promoting the theater district, for making people aware of it. And that's one of the reasons, for example, why we embarked on the visual arts program, so that even people that aren't going to the theaters still recognize the value of the theater district. And we actively promote the restaurants and the hotel partners in the district, and we want people to be aware of those. And so as people are thinking of ways to help, aside from following CDC guidelines and the best health practices, we do hope that people are aware of the businesses that are in the district, and we hope that they'll think about making donations, not just to our programs, but to all the arts organizations, the Cole Center for Dance, Illusion Theater, all of them. And we certainly hope that people, when it is safe to come back, remember all these and remember not only that these are an important part of our community, but the theaters here are a way of building community. It's part of our identity here, and we hope that people remember that as well.
So people can donate on the website for Hennepin Theater Trust?
Absolutely. People can donate on the website to Hennepin Theater Trust. And for people who have received notifications about changes in show dates, if they're unable to attend on those new show dates, they can certainly donate the value of the ticket back to the Hennepin Theater Trust. That becomes an easy way of helping not only what we're doing, but what the entire district and the theater community in general is doing. So we certainly encourage everyone to support the arts groups that have done so much for them all these years, whether it's Hennepin Theater Trust or any of your favorite arts organizations.
And can they choose where they want their money to go, to which theater or which company?
Well, for us, if they donate to the Hennepin Theater Trust, they can certainly choose if they'd like that money to support, for example, our education program or a public art program. Or they can simply make a general donation and ask us to use it in the most responsible way to provide the best possible benefit for Hennepin Theater Trust and our audiences.
Many theaters are under the same duress as you are, of course, and I'm just wondering, have you been meeting with other theaters to collaborate on new ways to make theater work again sooner than later?
We are, and that's one of the great things about this as a theater community and the arts community, the level of cooperation and the way the arts work together. I'm on a call every week. It's not just the theaters, it's the museums, it's other theater companies and performing arts centers around the state. And all of us get together every week to exchange ideas, to share the best research, to share the information from our peers, to talk about guidelines and steps and best practices that we need to follow when we do reopen. And, of course, to work to meet with our legislators and others to make sure that the arts and culture are not forgotten as we look to maintaining all the great assets that the state community has.
With all that you're doing for theaters, Hennepin Theater Trust also has events. With the street show live performance that is supposed to happen on May 28th, is that still a go? Is it going to be online?
No, unfortunately, and I'm so glad you mentioned it, because when you talk about the district, that's an important part of what we do. It's not just what goes on inside the walls of the theaters, but everything that goes on outside the walls. And unfortunately, we've had to postpone our 5 to 10 performances, the outdoor performances that we have. We're looking forward to the days when we can all gather again and celebrate the district and come together as a community. But our busker program that provided free music on the streets and the 5 to 10 performances, unfortunately, those have had to be postponed, as we've had to postpone our showcase performance for all of our students, where thousands of high school theater students come here every spring. So
are you speaking of Spotlight Showcase?
We're doing billboards, but we're doing our best.
Are you talking about Spotlight Showcase 2020?
Right, the Spotlight Showcase. Unfortunately, we aren't able to bring all the students together, but as I said, we are doing online master classes for all those students using local artists. So we're still employing local artists. We're still connecting students with the arts. And even Fair School, we're getting them involved. Their students, of course, can't come together for graduation. But next week, if people look on the billboard up above our offices at 900 Hennepin, it's a digital billboard, and we'll be showing the photos of the graduating class of Fair School this year. So we're doing our best to make sure that the high school arts program still remain visible to the community.
President and CEO Mark Neuenhausen, thank you so much for joining us. I always enjoy having you on.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for your support of the arts in this community. We really appreciate this.
Anytime, sir. Take care.
Bye-bye.
So here it is. They are working so hard, even collaborating, finding ways to make this work. This pandemic will eventually be gone. I don't know if it'll be tomorrow or if it'll be 2 years from now. But what we do know is that we are consistently working towards making sure that the artists in our state really have a platform, that they know that they are important to us, that they are gifted, and we will be there to support them. So if you'd like to donate, just go to HennepinTheaterTrust.org for more information.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.